Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind a very special song of mine called Mighty Man of Valor. This is from the live worship recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. This song came to me as a song of deliverance on October 2nd of 1999. While preparing for a worship conference, the Lord reminded me of one of the most asked questions of my life. Dennis, I feel God has delivered me from a certain sin, but the battle for my mind continues and I want to give up sometimes. What do I do? Immediately I was reminded that David took up 5 stones when facing Goliath. Have you ever wondered why he took up 5? Reality is, Goliath had 4 brothers. David knew that if he messed with one, he would have to face the music of the wrath of those other brothers. Those brothers were named Ishbi Benob, that's 2 Samuel chapter 21. Another one was named Saph, S-A-P-H. That's found in 2 Samuel 21 as well. Then there was a giant with no name. It just had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 21 as well. And then final, Lahmi, L-A-H-M-I, is found in 1 Chronicles 20, verse 5. Reality is, just because we defeat one giant in our lives doesn't mean our battles are over by any means. When giants rise against us, this simply means we have something the enemy deems worth snuffing out, and that we have something worth fighting for. The other picture God gave me to meditate on for this song was the story of Gideon, found in Judges 6. If you'll remember, the children of Israel had sinned, and God had allowed the Midianites to ransack their land for 7 years. All crops were devastated. Food was scarce. One day, Gideon was down in a wine press, beating out the wheat in an attempt to salvage some food before the enemy could get to it. In actuality, the picture was a man gripped by fear and cowering below ground in a frantic state of mind, hiding from the enemy. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appears in the scene and speaks down to Gideon in the wine press. "The Lord is with you, valiant warrior." I'm sure Gideon was saying to himself, "Valiant warrior? Who's he talking to? Where?" The angel was simply reminding Gideon that God was the one who determines his identity. Just as we sometimes do not see or even feel the change God has done in our hearts, we must, by faith, believe who he says we are. Just as David did, we must take up the stones that God has placed at our disposal to dispatch the enemy. What are some of your stones of faith? Mine are his word, his spirit, my covenant friends. But my favorite and most cast stones are the stones of worship and praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise engulfs my entire being and focuses my attentions off of me and my circumstances and back on the Lord, who, after all, is the overcomer. Now, what you're about to hear at the beginning of this recording is actually from the night of the live recording of the album Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. And it still holds true for me to this day.
Life is full of giants. Temptations assail the flesh. Strongholds seem to overwhelm us to the point it seems easier sometimes just to give up to those giants. Sin abounds. But giants can be defeated. David faced Goliath, whose name literally means naked and ashamed. And my own sin had left me feeling that way, naked and ashamed, and so bound by that shame that I was afraid to get honest. David, though, didn't just face Goliath. He and his mighty men faced 4 more giants, according to God's word, but even they were all defeated. I faced many giants that left me feeling like there was no hope. Some might call their giants strongholds, Some call them thorns in the flesh, or even constant temptation. But what I discovered is that giants are more easily put down when we face them with the proper stones, just as David did. Before any stones I cast could be effective, I had to understand some things about my own identity. I had to come to terms with the fact that my particular sin was not the issue. Getting to the root of that sin was the only way to cut off that giant's head. I first had to understand that I had based everything I believed about myself upon a lie. That lie? I am rejected. Now, if I believe I'm rejected, then I'll begin to give place to feelings of rejection. And as I dwell on those feelings, I begin to act like one who is rejected. So how do I defeat that giant? I put off the lie that I am rejected, and I believe I am accepted by my Father, no matter what. It's like casting a stone of God's truth at that giant of rejection. I then begin to base everything I believe about myself upon that truth. Feelings of rejection are then replaced by feelings of acceptance. And those feelings of acceptance, guess what? They begin to lead me to act like one who is accepted. Quite simply, I cast the stone of truth and then walk in that truth. And in so doing, I cut off the head of that giant. Now, there will always be giants, but now I know how to deal with them. I am who my Father says I am, and I am a giant killer.
In His grace, take up the sword. child of God, victorious. Defeated, never sound retreat. Get back up and lift the standard of the overcoming King. Don't give up though you grow weary. By His grace, rise up again. For the truth is, when the dust of war is cleared away,
just as David did, we must take up the stones God has placed at our disposal to dispatch the enemy. What are some of your stones of faith? I've already said this, but mine are His Word, His Spirit, my covenant friends. But my most favorite stones to cast are those of worship and praise. God inhabits the praises of His people. Praise engulfs my entire being and focuses my attentions off of me and my circumstances and back on the Lord, who is, what did I say before? The overcomer. The truth is that you, new creation, are a mighty man or a mighty woman of valor. So stand up and be who your Father says you are. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And you can help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast if you would consider becoming a member of my team. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. You can also give to the work of ministry God has called me to by going to allinallchurch.com and clicking on the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. You can also join All in All Church online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it on your calendar right now. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my book, Giant Killer. It's available there, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, and my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series for young readers, and I also have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel that I've posted there. So take advantage of that. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Mighty Man of Valor, from the live recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Or you can find it on iTunes. And if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, I say this every week, but it's true. Get this, remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.